Welcome to the online edition of In Touch Online for mid-April 2021, with an opening address from the Provincial Grand Master. As regular readers of In Touch Online will know, I have a keen interest in reading and remembering quotations, which I use in my articles. Many of the quotes I use are well known, some less so. One quote which I particularly like is this one, which I have paraphrased especially for the mid-month edition of In Touch Online. You can run the lodge without a master, but you can't run a lodge without a secretary. Those of us of a certain age may well recall that the last Wednesday of a full week in April was designated National Secretary's Day. The name of the day has changed and is now referred to as Administrative Professionals Day, and this year will be on Wednesday the 21st of April, which also happens to be in the same week as St. George's Day. I never cease to be amazed at the dedication to Freemasonry exhibited by our lodge secretaries in the work they do. And during the past year, while many members may have been led to believe nothing much was happening, lodge secretaries have been just as busy as they ever were. Whether it's poring over a missive from the provincial secretary, forwarding a newsletter from the communication team, dealing with a request for information from the membership team, or scrutinising a directive from UGLE, your secretary has been very busy. So today, I want to thank each and every one of the 44 lodge secretaries who have made sure that administration of your lodge has been maintained in full throughout the pandemic. It would be remiss of me not to mention and thank the provincial secretary and the assistant provincial secretary who have received and sifted through copious correspondence from the centre, answered questions from lodges, and generally kept the province on an even keel during what we all agree has been a very strange year. I'm therefore especially pleased that the editor has included the collar jewel of the Lodge Secretary in the top right-hand corner of this edition of In Touch Online. Today we are ever closer to a resumption of Masonic activity with a number of Wiltshire lodges set to hold a meeting during the month of May, albeit under the rule of six, unless your Masonic Hall has the necessary permission to hold more than six up to a maximum of 30. I'm only sorry that I will not be able to join in the celebrations as they occur. One of the first acts of a lodge would be to pay proper tribute to departed merit, something that every lodge secretary would be mindful of. I'm grateful to the Provincial Registrar for providing lodge secretaries with a comprehensive account of a brother's Masonic history to enable a fitting eulogy to be given. In this connection, it would be remiss of me not to mention the sad passing of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, who died on Friday the 9th of April. The Duke was 99 years of age and would have celebrated his 100th anniversary of his birthday in June. His funeral will be held in St. George's Chapel, Windsor, on Saturday the 17th of April. The Provincial Communication Team has prepared a tribute to His Royal Highness in this edition of In Touch Online. Some of our newer members might not have been aware that Prince Philip was a Freemason for 68 years and was quite content to have practised his Freemasonry as a Master Mason, never having sought to attain the chair of his lodge. He was a role model for every Freemason. A tribute to His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Wiltshire Freemasons were saddened to hear of the passing of Prince Philip, and we extend our sincere condolences to Her Majesty the Queen and the Royal Family. The Duke of Edinburgh was born in Corfu on the 10th of June 1921. The only son of Prince Andrew of Greece and Prince Alice of Battenberg. He therefore also held the title Prince of Greece and Denmark. Prince Philip joined the Royal Navy as a cadet in 1939, following in the footsteps of his grandfather, Prince Louis, who was Admiral of the Fleet and First Sea Lord. He had a long and successful career in the Navy and rose to the rank of Commander. Prince Philip was also a qualified pilot, and was the first member of the royal family ever to fly out of Buckingham Palace in a helicopter. The Duke of Edinburgh started his life in Freemasonry on the 5th of December 1952, at the age of 31, when he was initiated into Navy Lodge No. 2612. On the 6th of March 1953, he progressed to the second degree of Freemasonry, before advancing to the third degree on the 4th of May 1953. The United Grand Lodge of England issued his Grand Lodge Certificate on the 7th of May that same year, and he has remained a member to this day. The Duke of Edinburgh was known to drop into meetings at his Freemasons Lodge almost unannounced. The Lodge prides itself on being the premier naval lodge in the world, with an unparalleled history that includes four monarchs as past members: King Edward VII, King Edward VIII, King George VI, and King George II of the Hellenes. Freemasons can also count other members of the royal family among their number, including His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent, who is the longest-serving Grand Master and the United Grand Lodge of England. So to His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. He lived respected and died regretted. The fourth in a series of six Meet the Officer Zoom meetings promises to be every bit as exciting as the previous meetings, where we met the provincial almoner, the provincial chaplain, and the provincial mentor. Not only have we enjoyed a privileged insight to their lives, did you know Gary was a soldier, or that Michael was a solicitor before becoming a lay minister? And did it surprise you to discover that David was an avid horse rider as well as a geology expert? We have also enjoyed hearing about their personal journey through Freemasonry. Sandy Steele Davis has an equally interesting backstory, and he will share details of his life, his work, and his Freemasonry in a very special Meet the Provincial Superintendent of Works Zoom meeting on Friday the 30th of April at 7:30. To book the best seat in the house, email prowiltshire@gmail.com and be sure of a connection. Wiltshire Freemasons have certainly embraced the opportunity to join in the celebrations of NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers' Day at 10 a.m. on the 5th of July 2021. The Provincial Secretary has confirmed that a number of Masonic halls, including Bradford-on-Avon, Chippenham and Corsham, have set plans in motion to celebrate NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers' Day on the 5th of July. This is a superb opportunity for us to show our appreciation of NHS and care workers. If you have a suitable fixing point at your Masonic Centre or Hall, or space to hang a banner, they are available from the supplier's website. There is a link to the online shop on the text version of this newsletter, but please note that only official flags, bunting and banners can be used. This is a fantastic opportunity for you to show your appreciation of NHS and care workers. If your lodge or a member of your lodge is doing something special to mark the occasion, please do let the provincial communication team know of any plans you may have. I know they are keen to promote your efforts with local media and the in-house team responsible for producing Freemasonry Today. With the increasing ease with which emblems can be designed and placed on media sites, it has become necessary to review the use of logos, emblems, and designs being used throughout the province. The purpose of the review is not to prevent the use of such emblems, but to make sure the use is properly authorised. Many lodges have included designs on their summons or paperwork without first seeking and obtaining proper approval. During the coming months, members of the communication team will be asking lodge secretaries to confirm whether or not the lodge has the required permissions, and where necessary, offer help and assistance to make sure the lodge remains legal. You want to update your lodge logo? Is your lodge logo looking a little tired? Maybe it's been copied so many times that it's lost definition? Well, don't worry. The provincial communication team can help you to rejuvenate your existing logo. Whether it's a simple badge or a more complex coat of arms, our expert design service really can make your lodge logo something to be proud of. Did you know that April is Stress Awareness Month? The Masonic Charitable Foundation sponsors a confidential counselling service for Freemasons and their families. It's available today and free to use. If you need help and support, the MCF is always there for you. Contact your lodge almoner or call the MCF confidential helpline or email help@mcf.org.uk. Remember, help is only a phone call away, and there's an email link on the newsletter. It's okay not to be okay. In what is probably one of the most important moments of the installation ceremony, the new master is reminded of his responsibility to forcibly impress upon every member of the lodge the dignity and high importance of Masonry, and to seriously admonish them never to disgrace it. The brethren are instructed to measure their actions by the rule of rectitude, square their conduct by the principles of morality, and guide their inclination and even their thoughts within the compass of propriety. Rectitude is defined as morally correct behavior or thinking. Morality is defined as recognizing the distinction between right and wrong, or good and bad behavior. And propriety is defined as conformity to what is socially acceptable in conduct or speech. A strict adherence will honor and enhance the reputation of the lodge. Thank you for listening.